producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program with my friends Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden as we work our way through the alleys of information and darkness to bring you light and truth and justice
and the American way.
The American way, yay!
Angels singing from on high.
Yes, we're going to have Mosquito Steve Moore with us in a moment to talk about mosquitoes and the Zika virus.
He's buzzing around here somewhere, I'm sure.
I hope so, yes. All right, so in the meantime, Apple and the FBI are in a fight, and they're not on good terms, it would seem. For those of you who are not aware of what's going on, this has to do with last year's terror attack in San Bernardino. Mm-hmm. 14 people were killed. During the investigation, the FBI found the iPhone of one of the shooters. The FBI says they want to get into the phone to find out as much info as they can about the shooter and who he was connected to, but the cell phone has a password, and it isn't, shockingly, 1234.
Or Allah Akbar.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, as part of Apple's security feature, the company has no way to unlock the phone. And if you go to the Genius Bar, you're still probably not going to find much help there.
So, Roberta, it's funny. I got a letter from Apple yesterday. And actually,
as did I, yeah.
Actually posted it on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what they're asking, not even what they're asking, is they're telling, talking to all of their customers. And they're saying, we think it's important that we tell you what is going on. So they send a letter to everybody, and they say, here's what the deal is. The FBI wants us to help them build a back door into the iPhone. We do not currently have a back door. Your privacy is important to us. And as much as we think the FBI does great work and how important it is to help with the San Bernardino, we do not side with the terrorists at all. We want to help against terrorists. But once you open this door, that's it. It's open. And so they're getting ahead of this. I thought it was very interesting that instead of letting the news control the story, mm-hmm. that Apple stepped out there and said, here's what's going on, and here's why we cannot give them this. And the government is using some kind of law from the late 1800s to try and get them to give it up. And Apple is saying, we're going to fight it all the way, and they're going to the public now to try and get support for it. So I posted it on my Facebook page, and everybody to this point has agreed with Apple. Nobody wants to give up the back door to their iPhone. Nobody wants to let the government be able to see into what they're doing with their banking, mm-hmm. what mm-hmm. they're doing with mm-hmm. Their medical history, where they're going, their apps, whatever it is.
Oh, it'll tell you everything.
Nobody wants to give
think
it up.
Think about it.
Right, right. How much? Think about what you have on your iPhone.
Oh, my goodness.
Think about all of
an
the private information.
Personal history.
Right. So we're at this interesting point where we have to weigh whether we really, really want to bust whoever these people were talking to, which I think at this point, there's not a whole lot of information there. These people were pretty much lone wolves. And sure, there must have been somebody that they talked to that knew that what was going on, but it's not like they're going to get the head of ISIS if they bust
right.
these people
right.
and get into this cell phone.
And they use a lot of disposable phones as well.
Well, those are called burners. You're going to buy those at 7-Eleven.
Right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not an iPhone, but yes.
And the people that they, out.
Right. The people that they were talking to may have been using burners. So we have to weigh what we would get if Apple gave up this backdoor to the government versus, you know, what we can get from these people and our private security.
Apple says they don't have the back door.
They do not.
The government wants them to create it. And, you know, they're saying, well, we only need it for this one instance. But I think Apple is correct in saying, yeah, really, for this one instance, seriously, you really want us to believe that? That's basically what they're saying in the letter.
Well, but
once you let this out, once you let it out of the bag,
it's done. It's over.
And he says it's going to get into the hands of people who could potentially use that against us. And well, I think that's a very good point.
And that's the thing. That's the thing. All right. So today, as you go through your day, think about this. I mean, because this is very, very important. And we knew we'd get here at some point.
Yeah.
We knew this day would come where some crime happened and there's a national support that they want to see anything and everything associated with the perpetrators burned.
Mm-hmm.
But do we want to see it this bad? Do you want to give up all your private security? Do you want to give up all of your private information to get this done?
Now, I have this question. Let's say you lock yourself out of your phone. That's my next question. You know, you forget your password, and I'm sure thousands of people do.
You can do a reset, and you can just wipe everything.
You'd have to wipe your entire phone.
You cannot retrieve the information.
So if you forget your password, forget it.
Right. And so the thing you got to remember here, though, is these people did not use iCloud. Okay? So if you use iCloud, all of your information is here. You can throw your phone out the window, go buy another phone, and reset it, and boom, you're back in business.
Mm-hmm.
But these people obviously turned all of those features off, so none of that information would be around. So we're going to put I'm going to put this on Facebook on DougStephan.com and Facebook.com/DougStephan. And I want to see what you think. I mean, do we really want that information out of the phone for these people that badly? Or is our private information more important to us when it comes to this case? We'll let it know. You can go to DougStephan.com or you can go to Facebook.com/DougStephan. It's 14 past the hour on Good Day.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts.
Mm.
And they're only $2.99. Take it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Quarter after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Richie and Roberta and I now have Steve Moore with us, known affectionately to his friends as Mosquito Steve. He is very familiar with the mosquito problems. He's worked in residential mosquito situations. I'm chuckling a little about this, Steve. I hope you don't think I'm being disrespectful. You've been working here, a member of the American Mosquito Control Association. Many of us have, I don't know whether fondly or not, Roberta, maybe you remember, I was describing this, I think, on the air yesterday, how when I was a kid we saw this, it was a green Ford truck, had a tank on the back, a little flatbed truck, and the guys early in the morning, in the spring and the summer, would go up and down the street, spraying up in the trees, to get rid of the mosquitoes. It said on the side of the truck, South Middlesex Mosquito Control Project. And it was sort of like straight out of some communist plot, some people thought. Anyway, so, but that's really what the people think. Go back to the DDT. I've had folks, a doctor on my program said earlier, we should go back to DDT. What about that?
Well, it's actually very likely that what they were spraying out of that truck was DDT. When I was growing up, that's what they used to spray in our neighborhoods. And so,
yeah, I remember the mosquitoes and the birds dead all over the road.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Well, I'm not a fan of any of the chemical pesticides, mainly because they end up in our water table. That you combine that with all the prescription drugs that we put in our water table, and it's no wonder this country's upside down and crazy.
Right.
So that's why I actually, since 2008, have been devoted strictly to natural products. And because I've discovered that natural products can actually work better than the toxic chemicals.
All right, let's talk about the basic bottom line here is that what the whether it's a Monsanto product or not, whatever it is, it genetically modifies the mosquitoes through the larvae. It damages them, if I understand correctly what's going on. But the larvicide itself may be a bigger problem than the mosquito. So what do we have that doesn't mess with Mother Nature effectively, Steve?
Well, I think using Mother Nature against Mother Nature, and that's really the bottom line. You know, all our products are essential oils. So I used to, when I first started in the business, I used to put pyrethrins and permethrin in the tank of these misting systems. And I thought it was okay. There's so much misinformation out there, and that's what I think is the problem in the industry. You know, the chemical companies are out there promoting it, and most of the guys that are selling these products, they have no idea. They don't know what they're selling. They don't even know if their product actually works or not.
All right. Remember, Richie, last summer when we had that product, Cedarside, that I'm remembering the slogan, use nature to fight
great,
nature.
And it was oils.
Yeah, it was always cedar oil.
It was cedar oil, yeah.
Yeah, right. So what about
so there is cedar in our products, but I will tell you, just cedar by itself, the problem with them, when we actually tested that early on when it first came out, when we were looking for natural products, and the problem is the mosquitoes built up a resistance really, really fast to it.
Yeah.
And so it needs other essential oils along with it to make it actually effective. The other problem is that a lot of these products, even the essential oils, will burn vegetation, they'll burn your lawn. I mean, you don't want somebody sprayed killing all your plants, and so our product doesn't burn anything. And
what about citronella?
There's a lot
Steve?
Of obstacles to get over.
What about
citronella? Is, you know, in a candle, it's probably not going to do that good. I have people. I will tell you though, I have people call me up, even knowing I'm the mosquito guy, knowing I've done hundreds of tests and taken thousands and thousands of bites from mosquitoes, call me up and say, "Hey man, I heard you can put a dryer sheet in your pants and keep the mosquitoes."
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
So, unfortunately, when people do that, I have to go out and test these products because I have to show them, look, this is not, this
right.
doesn't actually work.
All right, we got about a minute left here. Let's talk about the trials that have been conducted by the World Health Organization to fight the dengue mosquito, the sterile male mosquito released into the natural so that it mates with the wild females. We all know what sterile males and wild females bring about. Or do.
So I think that, you know, I'm all for, you know, experimentation, and I think that's okay. That's better to me than the genetically modified. That word always makes me have concerns.
Monsanto bad,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, and they're showing that it's having some reduction of dengue fever, which is good. Now, dengue fever is actually crossed into the U.S., and if that ever takes hold here, that's going to be a crisis disease.
Problem.
You know, especially versus Zika.
Yeah. All right. So we'll get the natural booster. I'm going to check out your website, mosquitosteve.com. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, his name is Mosquito Steve. Steve Moore, mosquitosteve.com. Interesting ideas on how to fix the problem with these mosquitoes are everywhere. I'm going to fix them right now. So.
My My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three is the living room. Three.
All right, let's see. What we have cooking here today, I believe you will find this one good. I'm already moved because I'm looking at the titles of the tunes, and with that thought, you're ready, hopefully willing and able, 888-302-3684. When you figure out what the three songs have that connect them, you'll call that number, 888-302-DOUG, and the winner gets a copy of Maria Trilogy's book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. Sort of my philosophy on life and hers and yours if you read it and understand what's going on there. All right, so let's get started. Toby Keith has the first tune. This is something he recorded in 1996. Crank it up, Richie!
This is funny.
Super duper stuff. The wise ones have already figured it out. We only did it.
Yeah.
Record number one.
That guy singing this song is really funny.
All right, so this was first done by Jan and Dean, and it's been covered by Twisted Sister, Grandly Phillips, who was on the Gilmore Girls. It's just one of those songs, and you can't help but get wrapped up in it. So go ahead, give us a little more of original. And the fact that she'll be eating.
It's really funny.
It is. It's funny.
It's really funny.
All right. Maybe even funnier is the fact that David Lee Roth did the next song.
Oh, this is a big hit.
Yeah, it was for him. 1985. Christopher Cross, the Beach Boys, Carl Wilson helped out on this song, as a matter of fact. First of two top ten hits for David Lee Roth. Recorded the song. It's just kind of a fun break when he was recording with Van Halen, and look what it got him. Crank it up again, Richie!
After Dave got booted from Van Halen.
Yeah.
he went and did this album, Tobacco Road, and it was really a good album.
Yeah.
He did some blues and some pop and some heavy metal. And
where is he these days?
It was kind of recent. I saw him this past summer with Van Halen. I took my son, because my son's a big Van Halen fan at 11 years old, so I'm like, oh,
really?
Cool, the original Van Halen's coming together.
You raise him right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And
he was horrible.
He was...
Fuzzy.
Do not go see any form of Van Halen that's got Diamond Dave in it. He sucks.
All right, there we have
it. Terrible.
Toby Keith, Be True to Your School, David Lee Roth, California Girls, Glenn Frey performs Caroline No.
Never change, but that's not
one of the last songs he recorded.
Oh,
it's on his covers album, After Hours.
Break my heart.
Mostly standards. This was the title track, by the way. So what do these three songs have in common? 888-302-3684. You could be your school. It's still my favorite.
By the way, Glenn Frey dead can sing better than David Lee Roth can now.
Alive.
Yeah.
So let's get to the element here that makes this all work. The combination of things. What your first... this is great training for those of you who don't trust your gut. Take your first... The first thinking that comes into mind and then go with it. Patrick's in Virginia. Hi, Patrick. Welcome to Good Day. So what do these tunes have in common?
These songs written by Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
They're all songs written by Brian Wilson, performed by the Beach Boys. You are correct, Amundo, sir. So hold on. We'll send you a copy of this book. Last summer, Meredith and I saw the Beach Boys. I loved it, even though they're not at their best anymore. But they're coming around again. I'm still trying
still
to talk
great.
About it.
Still great.
The music. It's the music. So great. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. The importance of socializing your pet. So often, the calls I get on the Pet Show are about dogs and cats that are not particularly happy when people come over. It's not that they don't want to be around people. It's that they have a fear of people or they've never been exposed to people. When asked, people say to me, Warren, what's the first thing I need to teach my new dog or my new cat? Training is critical. Education is important for both dogs and cats. But even more important than education is socializing. When your dogs and cats feel like part of the family, when people or family members come over and your dogs and cats come out and want to hang out and play with them, that's a dog or cat that's been well socialized. So training is important, sure. Teach them to sit, teach them to come when called, teach them to heel, teach them to walk properly, but make sure you spend plenty of time socializing your pets around things they'll be seeing every day, like other animals and other people. It'll make all the difference in the world for your relationship. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. And now, you can save $200 instantly when you get the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 or Galaxy S6 and trade in your working smartphone. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. So why wouldn't you switch today? This special offer is available for a limited time only. So hurry in. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com to learn more.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Limit one per line.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Doug Steffen with my friend Roberta Fasanelli. Nice to have her back. Broadcaster Roberta on the Good Day program with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I see that we also have Pierre, who is straight off the boat from Paris. France announced today, Pierre, that they're passing a new law giving workers the right to ignore work emails outside of their contracted hours. France is going to introduce a new law. It actually prohibits workers from doing anything that is work-related outside of work hours. Sounds like a page out of the new Michael Moore movie. Why not?
We have young Americans to do all the work for us.
No.
I do not want to do all the... Yeah, I want to take a two-hour lunch, go home, and have to do the boom-boom with the girlfriend. Yes. I want to be able to go home at 5 o'clock and take a nap and then get up and drink and smoke all night. I do not need this work. Yes.
France, if you see the Michael Moore movie, you see that France already operates a 35-hour work week, 6 weeks leave, plus 6 weeks vacation a year in France.
Which is not enough. I want more.
This is, right, yeah, you need to take the rest of your life off. Now, this is an attempt to give workers better work-life balance, so they say.
Really?
People will not get burned out as a result of this.
I can see you doing this, Rich.
Definitely.
Let's hear it for the French. Let's hear it for Michael Moore. You haven't seen that movie. Actually, there's some things in there that are...
Michael Moore is a great American. We love him.
Yeah. All right. So, Richie and Roberta and I were talking about this Apple situation. And so with that comes a couple of other items that are connected to this. There's a story at DougSteffen.com today that focuses on hackers going after your Netflix account. Mm-hmm. It may be time for you, in fact, to change your Netflix password report out today shows that your streaming account is not just vulnerable to your ex-wife or husband, who might still use your login to watch those TV shows, but it's open to hackers looking to steal your personal information. A staffer at computer security firm Symantec wrote in a blog post yesterday, his name is Lionel Payette, he's observed hackers using shady techniques to try to get login information from those of you who use Netflix. One end goal is to sell the accounts on a black market for cheaper Netflix than Netflix. That's what they're trying to do. PC Magazine had that article last month. So here's one of these scams, Richie. Primarily affects users who are in South America. Hackers will get software on your computer that looks like Netflix, but it's actually malware.
Sure.
Once you open it, it downloads software that steals banking information, that sort of thing. There's another scam, too, though, that's targeting users in Europe, hacking. It's called a phishing campaign, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, showing users a site looks just like Netflix, tells them their accounts need to be updated because of an issue with their payment. Users click on, bingo, they have all your data
bottom
stolen.
Line, if you get an email from any service, PayPal, eBay, Netflix, wherever, close the email, go to the site directly, type www.ebay.com, go to the site and see if there are any, and log into your account and see if you have any messages directly from eBay. Do not ever click on anything that comes in an email from any of these companies.
Yeah. Just asking for it.
The IRS.
Right. You're asking.
Social Security Administration.
IRS isn't going to send you an email. Social Security.
Call them directly.
Yeah, it's the government. They're too stupid. They don't know how to use email that way.
You know, my mother calls me the other day, and she says, I got a phone call from the Social Security lady, and talking about this and that and this and that. And I'm like, what's Social Security lady? And she goes, and my mom's, she's 75.
She's savvy.
She's very savvy. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, why did this woman call you? She goes, because I responded to a letter that the Social Security Administration sent. I'm like, oh, okay, so you called them and they called you back. She goes, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she's coming to the house on Saturday to talk about some other insurance options. Mm-hmm. And I said, what time is she going to be there? I'll meet you there. Yeah, just, it sounds legit, but
What a good son you are, Richie. Aww. Roberto, you want to adopt Richie?
Text my mom.
I'll adopt him.
Okay.
We'd kill each other.
Here's another example. Not only the hackers getting into Netflix, you can get more of that story at DougStephan.com, but also this hospital here in L.A., turns out, according to the L.A. Times today, they paid $17,000 to hackers who infiltrated, disabled their computer network, their payroll, that sort of thing. They said it was in the best interest of the hospital and the most efficient way to solve the problem. Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center paid the ransom. And so what do they get for it? The criminals had demanded $3 million.
I'm just surprised you're Presbyterian.
They negotiated it down to $17,000. That's got to tell you something about the quality of the hackers.
Hackers, though. I mean, like, a hacker who would ask for $1 million wouldn't get anything. They knew the $17,000. Oh, okay, yeah, write the check. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So, okay. Hey, and the Republican presidential candidates are weighing in on the Apple issue as well.
Trump says, open up. Nope. Sorry, Donald.
Security is always first. Always go with security. And Ted Cruz, the same thing. I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time. Sorry, Ted. I'm spitting my gum out on this one.
Really. No. DiFi was on, I think, 2020 last night. Dianne Feinstein, senators. These people all are so predictable. They're all, even though you wouldn't have thought Trump would go down this road. Here's Phil, who's gone to Twitter, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. He said, we already live in a police state. The military spend whatever they want and won't disclose their budgets. Police everywhere look like SWAT teams on steroids. Blacks continue to be shot for being black. Local police use fake cell phone towers whenever they want to, at the behest of the feds. All your texting, computer searches, emails, phone conversations, they're all accessible, they're all recorded. What's left to decide? There's no privacy. and the police military get to do whatever they want in the name of anti-terrorism. You're right, Phil. You are correct.
You know,
Yes.
I posted the letter from Apple on my Facebook page last night, like I said a little earlier, and one of the responses is, you know, pretty true. The government should have, they do not get a redo on this at the expense of everybody else's privacy. Mm-hmm. They should have caught the woman from San Bernardino before she got into the country.
Yeah, they screwed up, so they're going to screw
up
because they screwed up. Yeah, that's why there's need for a revolution. This is the kind of stuff going on. Here's Thomas that writes of Apple and Tim Cook Cave. We all have to ask the question, where will it end? You know how mission creep it is with the FBI, law enforcement in general. This is the first of extremely important terrorism cases, they'll say, just to keep the country safe. Then it'll be, well,
you know,
we need it for a kidnapping
though.
Case or a robbery case, a kiddie porn case, prostitution case, jaywalking case. Once the precedent is set, the government can bully one of its biggest proponents of privacy. The entire facade of privacy is shot forever. You are right, right, right. What'd you start to say, Richie?
Well, the beauty of what we're finding out here is that the government doesn't have access to our iPhones.
Yeah, how about that?
We all kind of figured, okay, they probably got some kind of backdoor. Not so fast.
Janet says, give the phone to a 10-year-old. He'll crack it. Michael says, here's another question. Is there already a back door? Should Tim Cook be arrested for treason and perjury? Really?
Did they take a sample of the guy's thumbprint? Or any of his other fingers, his fingerprints?
Before they shot him,
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, because I open my iPhone with my thumbprint.
Yeah, if he's got an iPhone 6.
My iPhone 6, I open it with my thumbprint.
But as they've been cremated, he's long gone, that guy.
No, they probably have him on ice.
You think
so? Probably. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
By the way, Samsung's coming out backing Apple.
Really?
Samsung said, we're with you.
Yep, good. All right, 43 past the hour in a moment. The television report, lots of TV news for you. It's my job to do it because Jen's not here. We continue on Good Day.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good news for egg lovers. The 2015-2020 Dietary Guidelines encourages people to consume a variety of protein-dense foods, like eggs, and recommend they include important nutrients in their diet, such as B vitamins, vitamins D and E, and omega-3 fatty acids. This means that it may be time to consider introducing Eggland's Best into your eating patterns. Charlie Langtree, an egg industry expert and CEO of Eggland's Best, is not surprised with this news.
Consumers have been telling us that they appreciate a fresher, more nutritious egg. Now the Dietary Guidelines have confirmed this. The goal at Eggland's Best is to make the freshest egg with the best taste and nutrition. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best gives you more than double the omega-3s, 4 times more vitamin D, and 10 times more vitamin E. With the release of the new Dietary Guidelines, we are confident that more consumers will consider EB eggs as part of their healthy diet.
For more information on Eggland's Best eggs and ways to incorporate them into a healthy eating pattern, visit egglandsbest.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-6109 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-6109 to take your call now. Call 800-900-6109. That's 800-900-6109. Again, 800-900-6109.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, so, thank you, Rich.
You're welcome, Doug.
46 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Those of you who use Comcast, raise your hands.
No.
No.
No. No. No. That's the only option I have on the farm to using Fios and Verizon. That's it. You can use Comcast or Fios. That's the whole deal.
You have Fios,
this
though.
Week, I have Fios, but I'm not enamored with them. After some trouble I've had, it's all trouble. These companies are nothing but trouble. It's like dealing with American Airlines, Verizon, Comcast. Anyway, widespread outages apparently this week. Those of you who have Comcast, no real reason for it. Just the announcement that we're working on the problem. Good for you. That's what I always like. Julianne Hough will not go back to Dancing with the Stars for season 22. Do you believe this thing's been around 11 years? They do two seasons.
You know, I've only watched it for like 10 minutes and went, okay, that's enough.
But you were a big fan of American Idol. Why don't you like Dancing with the Stars as opposed to those American Idol kind of shows?
Well, at least, you know, American Idol, you know, you've got some, you know, talent people are singing, they're playing instruments. I mean, these are just like people doing the tango. I mean, really? I mean, I really care about some, you know, B-list celebrity doing the tango.
Well, that's it. You know, they are B-list celebrities for the most part. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at this. George Gaines, the guy who played in Punky Brewster, and he was also the police chief in Police Academy, died at 98 over the weekend.
Really?
Oh.
You know who Vanessa Hudgens is?
Hudgens, yes. Hudgens. Absolutely. She was in Grease, Disney chick.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So there's a story floating around today that she is under investigation for vandalism with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend's name is Austin Butler. The story from People magazine, actually. I've got a clip here, Richie, from TMZ reporting on the trouble. Let's listen to that. We cut 207.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do that for you, Doug. Right.
Thank you very much, Rich.
Hold on, I got to go over here, though. All
right. Oh, you want me to do another story while you find
it? Yeah, you can do that.
Thought you had it by there. All right, so let's never mind. I mean, is this that important? I don't see that this is a big.
The only reason it's relevant is because she was just in Greece. Her dad passed away the day before she was supposed to do live Greece.
That's right. She's
so who knows what's going through her head, but here you go.
Vanessa Hudgens posted this adorable photo of her and Austin's name on a rock in a heart, and it was on Valentine's Day. They spent the weekend in Sedona, Arizona. However, there is a federal law that prohibits, quote, anyone from damaging natural services or property of the United States. And the rock in question is the rock that Vanessa posted on her Instagram, which is a rock of U.S. land. The Red Rock Ranger District of Pocosino National Forest.
Can we get rid
of
the
goddamn
government? They're going to arrest this woman because she and her boyfriend put a little something on a rock. Get out of God. Bless these people. I'm sorry I had you play that now that I didn't know that story.
No, I love it. Are you kidding? I want to play it again.
All right, 24 has its, the legacy shows have found their female lead, a lady named Anna Diop. Nobody knows who she is. My son and I were talking about this over the weekend. This is of no value without Jack. Without to keep
it. Would you guys get off of it? What? Please, it was a great premise for a show. It can live on without Kiefer Sutherland. Would we love to have Kiefer on it? Yes. But could it still be a great show without him? Yes.
Mm.
Living in the now.
CBS dominated the ratings last week. The Walking Dead.
Yay!
In third place after the CBS shows in the top 10 positions. NCIS has no news.
It was a heck of an episode.
Of The Walking Dead. Why do you like that show?
I love that show.
Then. Yeah, but why? What is there? What is
it?
Reminds her of all her former boyfriends.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. See, I'm Carol. If I had to pick they say, well, what character on The Walking Dead are you? I'm Carol, like through and through. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Stars has an Osbourne.
She's mild-mannered, but watch out.
Really? Nothing about you is mild-mannered, but we do watch out for you. Season 2 of Outlander comes back.
TV tip for tonight.
Yes.
Watch Shades of Grey. Read the premise of the show, watch last week's episode, and then tune in tonight. Good stuff.
All right, here's some advice from Richie 51 after on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Kreidler, he's singing his own theme song. That's good. Tommy the K is here. Tom Kreidler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. He, along with Leslie Segretti, is... I would think you should invite Roberta Fasanelli to be a guest co-host with you sometime.
Yeah.
I mean, you should actually...
The number of stuff about home.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold the phone for a second. Wait a minute.
The number of
I have had
done?
You on goodness. This program every week for years.
Yes.
You have never once invited me to be on the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio.
Okay, I have one question
not
for you. What
once.
What home improvement advice do you have to contribute to my audience?
Save your money. Do it yourself.
Rest my case.
Doug's a pretty handy guy, but Doug takes shortcuts, we shall say.
Right.
I'm handy. I'm not good at finish stuff, but I'm pretty handy. I can do stuff because conceptually I understand what to do. And I'm not afraid to do things or make a mistake and do it over again. What's the big deal? I can tell
welcome
you how
back
I
to the
insulated.
Farmer Doug portion of the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah,
not going to have that polished look about it, but he'll get it done.
Today, you walk around with a screw gun.
No, a screw gun would be good. I've fixed lots of things.
Do you have your own compressor?
You're a very handy
I do
guy.
Have several compressors. As a matter of fact,
yes,
I have a portable air compressor. I have one in each barn.
Do you
have
power tools that attach to it?
I have... Power tools that attach to it.
Have you used them?
Yes, I have. Matter of fact, I drove a nail through my toe once. It was very handy.
There you go. See, you should have them on then.
There you go. Right. Exactly. How to treat. Now, come on. Have you ever had a segment in how to treat someone, how to treat yourself? Have you injured yourself on the job fixing, doing a home improvement program? The cabinets fall on top of you. What do you do?
Yeah, call 911.
Get out from under them.
Right, I don't know, but if Roberta continues with her current project, we might just get that call. You're going to be hanging
doing houses, yes, in New Orleans. All right, let's get to questions from listeners, a new and novel approach to having Tom on the program. Cheryl has mold or mildew on her painted wood siding. Mm. I've cleaned it, but it keeps coming back. Now, I have had this on my what is it, vinyl siding or whatever they use these days. I mean, you can get it on the roof with shingles. Yep. If you're under a tree, you get mold.
So what would your advice be for Cheryl, Doug?
I would say burn the house down and build a new one. That's the best way to get rid of mold.
Well, right, whenever you have mold or mildew on a home, you probably also have shade, right? Because sunlight is the best natural mildew site out there. So if you have a shady side of your house, if the roof's in shade, if the siding's in shade, you're very likely to get mold or mildew growth. So what I would do is two things. First of all, I often recommend that you trim back those trees, not completely, but just let some light in, because that will significantly minimize the amount of growth that follows. In terms of treating it, you got a couple of options. The DIY option is to mix up a bleach and water solution and apply it to the siding, let it sit for a bit, and then wash it off. And the reason you're letting it sit is because you actually have to give it some time to kind of kill those mold spores and the parts of the mildew plant that sort of attach to the siding. There are also different products that you can spray and leave on, and they react with the sun to have sort of a residual effect of keeping it mold-free. But the best thing you can do is really to get off what's there and then get some sunlight to that area. And one more trick for the roof, Doug, you mentioned algae on the roof. You can take a piece of copper flashing, and you could attach it to the ridge, right, top peak of the roof. As the rain hits that flashing, it will release some of its metals, and some of that becomes a mildicide and actually cleans the roof. You ever noticed under chimneys where there's flashing that wraps around it, you get this sort of bright streaking? That's because of the mildicide that comes off the copper. Yeah, and so if you put a piece of copper across the top of your roof, perhaps just under the edge of the top row of shingles, that will have the effect of keeping the roof cleaner.
He's a genius, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here's a fellow named Harrison who wrote, I'm restoring the wooden floors in my house. Most of the floors look great, but one large stain seems to go quite deep. I can't figure it out, can't sand it out. What do we do?
Area rug. If the floor's not too dark, you could add an additional stain that sort of darkens the rest of the floor and match that. But if it really is soaked in there, you can't sand it out because it just goes too deep. You could, however, cut that section of the floor out and actually do a good job with a repair and then refinish the whole thing. It's not as terrible a job as it might seem. If it's just a few boards, you could pull those out, put new boards in, and sand the entire floor and start from scratch, Harrison.
Reminds me of the call that Saturday night when Meredith and I called you because she was concerned about her floor to get all wet.
Yeah.
And most of the floor looks fine. So put a rug over this stuff. That doesn't
I told you, in true Jersey style. Forget about it.
Works for you and me, but not for her. All right, Tommy, thank you. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.